From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Dozens of families flee Aleppo. Syrian state media report dozens of families have been fleeing the besieged city of Aleppo after government forces opened a humanitarian corridor. The city had been sealed off for weeks as Syrian forces bombarded the city. UN officials and aid groups have demanded the Syrian government open routes to the city for aid deliveries, warning the estimated 300,000 people there are facing dire food shortages. Meanwhile, the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State forces has reported more airstrikes on a key city outside of Aleppo, where militants have been fighting to retain control of city center. The U.S. military reported 11 airstrikes near Manbij, targeting Islamic State tactical units and fighting positions. One policeman was killed Saturday by gunmen barricaded inside of a police station in Armenia's capital of Yerevan. As the security service warned the group to lay down their arms and surrender or law enforcement would open fire. Armenia's National Security Service said the option to resolve the conflict peacefully had been exhausted. Nearly 30 gunmen seized the police station and on July 17th, killing a police officer, wounding two others, and taking nine officers hostage. Three gunmen inside the station were wounded Friday in an exchange of gunfire with police. Authorities said that the gunmen shot first and the wounded inside the station were being treated by three members of an ambulance crew who were being held hostage. The United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August the 12th. The mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those who backed the former first vice president, Riek Machar.